Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others.
Christine Quintasket, a renowned novelist and activist, was born in 1888 to Salish parents, Lucy Stuckin from the Colville Reservation in North Central Washington State, and Joseph Quintasket from the Okanagan, British Columbia. She spent a few years at a mission boarding school learning to read from paperback novels. In 1912, she began her first novel writing under her traditional name, Hamishuma.
And now in Blackfoot,
Christine Quintasket, it's Tunimatsa Oaks and Akikusk Oakstup. It's a book of 1888. And Nixie Oaksistkun, Stutsita Pitme, Gamwe Mistakskoi, Anstein Night Lucy Stukin. Ich tutsita Piam Scarpuchti Colville, and Nix Nitsita Peaks. Gamwe and Nick, Tinkado Washington State. Joseph Quintastic. Ich tutsita Pi. Gas Mistakskoi, Okanagan. It's Kinematawa, my Makokstaks, Ma Gigoan. Genokamoi, 1912, Idumadapsinem, Gum Gusinaksen, Gilchizitabin Iskasiman Star. Who is Shuma?
She started writing fictional novels but struggled with written English, leading her to attend a business college in Calgary from 1913 to 1915. Quintasket then took a position as a school teacher on the Inkamit Reserve in British Columbia. Here she flourished among her father's Okanagan people, close to family once again. Though she was busy working during the day, she made time in the evenings to continue her writing and was inspired to start a collection of legends. She listened and documented traditional stories of her people, preserving their oral history. Eventually, putting away her fictional stories and turning her complete attention to interviewing elders. It was during this era of her life, sometime in the 1920s, that she changed her pen name after seeing a mourning dove at a Spokane bird exhibit. At the time, she said the often sad content of her writing was better suited to the name Mourning Dove. Through her career, Quintasket became much more than a novelist. She used the fame she had gained as an established author in her efforts to advocate for Indigenous land rights and became the first woman to be elected to the Salishan tribal government. As Quintasket became more active in Indigenous affairs, she also became increasingly ill. She died in 1936 at the age of 48.
Slanish government. fantastic. So the matchin scenic and it's all got kitchen makes it. The mother best is to me to cap siwamuk 1936. Udan's just to him's 48.